Grenade, if you couldn't tell by the hair, that's what today is. I never know what I'm going to leave the salon looking like. I just let her do what she going to do. So raspberry lemonade is what y'all got this Sunday. We don't know about next Sunday. Just roll with me as we go. As long as my hair stay here, we good. Okay. All right. So as I was preparing to see what the Lord wanted to say to you all, the thing that he said to me, and you have to, I'm going to date myself so y'all know how old I am. Y'all remember when people used to say you better recognize?
Right.
When they would say you better recognize, what were they referring to? Like something must have been happening. What was happening? They weren't giving you your props. They were questioning who you were. They didn't know your skills or your capabilities, right? And so we would roll out and say, you better recognize, right? Your parents would say, when you start smelling yourself and thought you could say, that you better recognize who you're talking to.
Right.
Because it was something about your disposition or how you was responding that was getting ready to get you in trouble. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted you to know, the parents don't say that much no more, unless you're my age. You'd be like, hey. And, you know, that look gave you that inclination. They stretched their eyes. You better recognize. Almost like, say one more thing. One more thing. And they're going to be taking you to the hospital. You'll be picking up an eyeball. You know, all the things that we used to say or our parents used to say to us. So when the Lord begins to say, you better recognize, what he's saying? The subtitle would be, what do you know? Okay. So the primary scripture, because I got a whole lot of scriptures, but I promise you, I'm going to tell y'all about them. I won't read them to you all, okay? So for my note takers, the primary scripture is Psalms 46 and 10. And it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. So the subtitle is, what do you know? And as I begin to look at this, and the children of Israel are my favorite people because I see me and I see us in them. You know, we be like, oh, they is something else. And you should turn around and say, I am something else. Because we act like them more often than not. The definition of recognize. Recognize means to identify someone or something from having an encounter or encountering them before, knowing again, acknowledge the existence or validity of. Know means to be aware of a thought, to be aware of through observation, inquire, or information. Have developed a relationship with through meeting and spending time with them. Be familiar or friendly. And so we have a couple of definitions to recognize. The Lord said, I need you to recognize who I am. Either by having an encounter or knowing or having knowledge of. I need you to recognize who I am. To know is to be aware of through observation. And so when I began to think about all the things that he did with the children of Israel, every now and then, and there were several scriptures, he would say, and after I do this, they will know that I am the Lord. After I do this, they will know that I am the Lord. After I do this, they will know that I am the Lord. And those scriptures are Exodus 6 and 7, Exodus 7 and 5, Exodus 7 and 17. And the last one was Exodus 10 and 2, but he talked about the children on that one. But wait, I want to slow down some because I began to think about all the things the Lord was trying to do to get them to know who he was. He was like, okay, after I part the Red Sea, they'll know, right? After I provide the manna, they'll know, right? After I deliver them from Pharaoh, they'll know. So the whole time the Lord had been doing stuff, it was just so that they would know him. I wonder how many things he's done in your life. Wonder how many things he has brought you out of, taken you through, just so that you would what? Know and recognize. You would think that when he did the signs and wonders, okay, so in Exodus 7 through 12, he started doing, chapter 7, verses 12 and 1, he started doing a lot of things, right? Now, I think they should have known who he was when he turned all the water into blood. I think that would have sparked something. Or when the frogs, you know, start hopping everywhere. Oh, my God, I'd have left life. Frogs hopping everywhere. Now, lice. Now, we can barely handle dandruff, much less lice. A swarm of flies. When we went to Catalina Island, y'all, there was an infestation of bees on Catalina Island in California. Like, I had bees crawling up my arms, on my back. Now, I'm trying not to walk across water because at this point in time, I got a bee crawling on me, and I am losing it. Josh has his hat, and he's out there like Zorro. He's smacking bees. I mean, he'd have killed three of them. One of them hit him in the foot and stung him. I mean, like, we out there fighting for our life. Fighting for our life. So if we were fighting like that with the bees, can you imagine a swarm of flies? Now, we already running around here looking crazy, smacking at gnats that can't nobody see. Right. So you standing there going, and everybody's like, you all right? Or as Portia said, one of her clients was trying not to eat it, you know, just all of a sudden start spitting because there's stuff flying around. So can you imagine? Flies, the livestock dies, bulls on their body, hail coming, locusts. Do you know they said the darkness was so dark that you could touch it? Now that's some. They said it was so thick you could reach out and touch it. I ain't never been able to like reach out and touch. They said it was so dark that you could touch it. But here's the thing. It was dark where the Egyptians were, but where the children of Israel was, there was light. Huh. I wonder what he wanted them to know. Well, if we were to bring it in this day and time, we had a COVID outbreak. And some of us got COVID, and we still here. I wonder what he wanted us to know. And not saying anything about people that he called home. They still did, the COVID still didn't win. I mean, if the Lord called them home, COVID still didn't win, because God is the only one that decides death days and birthdays, not COVID, not cancer, not diabetes. Not, okay, so it didn't win. But I wonder when he shut down the whole earth. Y'all remember it was the whole world. It wasn't just a couple people. It was every nationality and culture was shut down. I wonder what he wanted us to know. I wonder what he wanted us to recognize. And did you? Oh. And did you recognize it, or did you recognize it temporarily? You know, we were seeking the Lord and all the things. Some left the Lord. You know, all the things happened. But I wonder what he was trying to say and what we recognize. Well, what did we know? I think about how in Exodus 14, he became the deliverer. I wonder what he wanted them to recognize about his ability to deliver. Not only that, but when he started raining stuff out the sky to eat, I wonder what they should have recognized. Because in the midst of him doing all these things, what were they doing? Griping and complaining. Now, if I am being attacked by something and I run through a body of water and it stands up on both sides for me, and then my enemy comes through behind me and the water comes back down, and I get on the other side and I see them drown, but yet and still I get on the other side and say, it was better off when I was over in Egypt. I was so amazed by the cloud and the fire the direction that he was giving them. He didn't even use normal means. He used different means. He did a cloud by day and fire by night. That means they had direction morning, noon, and night. They didn't have to figure out where to go, how to get there. You know, we asked all kinds of questions, but he gave them everything that they needed by day and by night. Huh. I wonder. Do you know when the children of Israel, when the Egyptians got close to them, that same cloud got in between them? So what was directing them also became the protection of them? I wonder how his direction can also be your protection at the same time. He's trying to get you to recognize some things that he's been doing the whole time, but you've been so busy talking, moving. That's why he had to tell you to be still. That's why he had to say, be still and know that I am God. Because you're so busy moving and trying to figure it out and trying to work it out and trying to understand. He says, be still. Okay. You ever say that to your kids when they're moving too much? Or your dog? Or your partner? Your spouse? Will you just be still? I wonder if that's how the Lord wants to talk to us. I wonder. That set still. Like, you know, we start taking out the right letters and everything and add some extra ones just to get you to understand how bad I want you to be still. Right. Thank you. Even when the water was bitter. I feel like he did the first infusion. I told him that in the singular. He took a stick and threw it in bitter water, and the water became sweet. Now, you know, we put all kinds of fruit and stuff in ours, but he did it first. He did it first. He put a stick in there instead of some fruit or cucumbers. He said, here, let me fix your water for you. But then I think about even in Numbers, when they were being bit by snakes and he came up with the cure. I wonder what he's been trying to say to us. You know, even while they were in the wilderness, he gave them a place to worship. And we get mad about the place he's given us to worship. I wonder. Okay. I'm just going to keep walking. Y'all just, I wonder all the things he's been trying to figure out. Do you know me yet? Do you recognize me yet? Are you paying attention yet? He says, you better recognize that it's not your job that pays your bills. Most of y'all ain't even getting paid enough. Amen? Okay, I just was wondering if I was in the right place. Everybody just got that real quiet, like, oh! Most of y'all ain't getting paid what you're worth. And he says, but yet and still, your bills get paid. Have you recognized yet that when your cabinets should be bare, somehow food appears? Have you recognized yet? Or when your body is wrecked with pain, as they used to say back in the day, and now you sit here free of that, are you paying attention to all the things that I have done? Before you ever got on the scene, you know what? You don't even know what today's problem is going to be, but I want you to know this. Before you get to the problem, there's already a solution.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of times we think, oh, I'm going outside and my car ain't going to start. God says there's already a solution. But we'll lose it. We will go through tire flat. Oh, my God. Oh, and he was just like, but before you ever got here, I had already provided everything that you needed. You don't recognize me yet because you get so full of yourself and your emotions and you get so out there and upset. And he was like, before you ever knew that you needed anything. Think about it. Coming into the world as an infant, what did you know you needed? Nothing, huh?
Right.
You didn't even have a thought. Like, I hope when I get out here, they got some Similac or some Pablum. I hope when I get out here, we got some diapers. And I hope when I get out here, I got a crib or a blanket. I hope when I... You had no idea what you would need when you got here. Now you so... What is it? Suchy much. Now you so such a much. You think that you gotta help plan everything. You didn't know what you needed when you got here. And still don't know what you need now. He's like, but you don't recognize that I've been the one from the very beginning. Before the foundation of the world, I knew you. You don't even know yourself now. He says, but before you were even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. He says, I need you to recognize who I am and what I have done. What do you know about me? It's so interesting because as I began to continue, I thought about Jesus. And Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I am? And of course, John the Baptist, I mean, they had a whole list of everybody except for that good old Peter. I like me some Peter. Probably because I can identify with Peter. Because cutting off ears and all the things, it's just, yeah, it's in my DNA. Hallelujah, he knew. But Peter said, thou art the Son of the living God. What I'm trying to gather is they keep looking, they keep asking questions like, do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? He was asking, do they out there recognize me? And they say, well, some say this, but who do you? I know they out there that don't really know who I am, but sometimes I look at you and wonder if you know who I am too. Oh, well, yeah. When you up in the middle of the night worrying, he says, oh, they don't know who I am. When you're trying to figure out how it's going to work out, he says, they haven't recognized me yet. When you needed all the things that you got right now, he says, and you worried, and you cried, and you're trying to figure out your tribe. He says, wait a minute. Do you know who I am? I need you to recognize who I am. Once you recognize who I am, you'll live a free life. But the longer you keep trying to figure it out, the longer you keep trying to make it happen, the longer you keep trying to put your hands in it, then I keep saying, she don't recognize me yet. Anybody ever pray for something real hard and long, and then it happened? Now, you didn't forget about praying for that. You didn't forget all about that night that you was up crying, Lord, I don't know how we going to do it. I don't know how we going to make it. And now it's a thing of the past. And now the next thing coming, you back to the old habits. He's like, I want to break out if you don't know me by now. Y'all know I'll do it. I'll behave myself. If he was to ever write a song, he says, then you'll never, never, never know me. For all the things that I have done for you, what do you know? I wonder, and when Martha was praying, she was talking about Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. When are we going to look like believers? Right. What does it look like to be a believer? It's not that we ignore our problems, but we know our problems are going to work out. Right. So I can tell you about a problem, but then tell you at the same time, don't worry about it because I know Jesus will fix it. We don't come in church like everything is working. The last thing that he has said about the children, the sons, and he was like, making sure you tell your sons about the marvelous works I've done. It was like, I want you to tell your kids that you know me and how you know me. How do you, if I was to say, Yvonne, how do you know God is real? If I was to say, Terry, how do you know? Can you convince me that he is real? What would you say? How would you be living if you knew God was real? I remember when I first started the business, my God from Zion, I was like, Jesus, what have I done? Why hast thou forsaken me? I mean. I was like, Jesus, every time I looked up, something was wrong. And the money was slowly trickling. It was worse than a faucet. And I remember laying in bed, crying and worrying and crying. And you know, the Holy Spirit, he's such a gentleman, but he knows how to rattle your teeth at the same time. And he says, tell me when you've ever needed it and it wasn't there.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? He said, tell me, show me when you've ever needed it and it wasn't there. And I began to look at my business accounts and all the stuff, and every time taxes was due, the money was there. And every time I needed to do payroll, the money was there. And every time I needed to pay the bill, the money was there. And he was like, then why are you up like you don't know me? Why are you acting like you've never seen me provide? He says, if I have to, I'll make it rain or I'll make it come up from the earth. When have you not seen me provide for the works of my hands? Y'all, I said, he said, this is your manna season. Are you going to look like the children of Israel and begin to complain because it's just what you need when, on that day, and it's just what you need on that? Are you going to complain through your manna season like them? Because remember, they complained about it and they never made it to the promised land. I said, oh, I won't. I said, oh, no, the devil's a liar. I'm going to sleep, Lord, good night. Oh, and I ain't lying to you. I went to sleep. From that point up until now, I ain't worried. Every time I needed it, it was there. I have watched him provide. And now, because I believe out of my obedience that I went to sleep and I allowed him to be the God who provides everything, now I'm in a season where it's more than enough. I don't have to worry about how I'm going to pay it and when is it going to come. I go to sleep now to know that, wait a minute, he provided in the manna season. Now I'm in the land of good and plenty. Uh-huh. And I had to hire some people and say, help, because I can't carry. Y'all ain't got to go with me. I'll shout all by myself. I have to hire some people to tell them, help me. Help me carry this, because guess what? It's more than I can handle right now. I was prophesying to y'all years ago that there was going to come a time that I would have to holler, help. And that I would be the conduit. Y'all remember the Sunday I was passing out money because I just wanted to be the one where the Lord could funnel the money through. And I know it seemed weird to some of y'all, and it's just like, oh, but I want you to know I'm in that season now where I get to be able to pass it out. Oh, you ain't got to shout with me. I shout all by myself, because at times I cried by myself too. So I get to shout by myself too. So even if you don't understand, if you grab a hold to it, he says, what do you know? What I do know is never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. Oh, what do I know? That nothing can come nigh me and the Lord don't defend me. What do I know? I know that he hovers over me. He sings songs over me. He watches over me in the midnight hour. Let me tell you, hey, let me tell you what I know. My baby got on a plane to go to California. Hey, and they had to make an emergency landing. Oh, this was a Thursday, because the sensors kept going off. And so they got him off the plane. First time flying by himself, got him off the plane. Put them back on the plane, started taxiing down the runway, and then turned them around. Oh, now, y'all know it could have went another way.
Right.
Wait. It could have went another way. And for some people, it did go another way. But everything that's connected to me, everything that's connected to me, God knew, oh no, I'm not finished with him yet. There is no way this plane can go down. He got to make it to his destination and back. So as I stand here, what do I know about him? He's faithful. He's just. He's kind. He's compassionate. He understands. He loves me in spite of me. He's God all by himself. He don't need my help. What do I know? Oh, that even when it's the worst, he's still the best. Oh, when I should have lost my mind, he's still been God. Oh, everything I go through, he told me I was going to go through some things, but he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. So even as I go through it, he's still with me. I'll go through it with him instead of going through without him, because I know I got some wisdom with me. I know that I'm going to come out on the other side. I know the end of the story. I win at the end of this. All my trials. Oh, I wouldn't take nothing for the journey now. Oh, I'm coming out on the other side. Do you believe?
Yes, God.
Woo. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you know? Do you recognize? Can you take a moment and think about the time the Lord delivered you? Can you take a moment and think about the time the Lord healed you? Can you take a moment and think about when they said you wouldn't be, but God says you are? Can you take a moment and look at your past and know that it's your past, it's not your present? Can you take a moment and look at where you've been and know that only person brought you out was God, because other people that were in your situation didn't make it? Can you take a moment and say, God, I recognize you. God, I recognize you. I won't act like I haven't seen your hand moving. Your hand has been upon my life all my life. God, I recognize it's been you. It's been you. It's been you. It's been you. It's been you every step of the way. Do I have people that can recognize? Now, maybe you done got caught up in life. Hallelujah. You know, I can hear the Lord talking about you trying to figure out when I'm going to save your family. But I saved you. Do you know that I didn't need your help to save you? I saved you. So if I can save you, don't you know that I am God enough to save them? I don't need your hands. You didn't even know you needed to be saved until I told you. Hey. Oh, the peace that we often forfeit. We forfeit peace. We give our peace over because we think that God needs us to fix it, to work it out. He says, oh, you've given over your peace because you think I need your help. But where you are now is because I did it, not because of what you did. He says, so if you would just relax and let me be God, because he that promises is faithful. He says, I will do it. I told you I would. I promised that I would. I just need you to act like I'm going to do it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But we go by what we see. We go by what others say. I wonder what it would look like if you got up in the morning knowing that God is still God and everything you need, he will provide. You know, a lot of times, if we weren't so stressed, we could hear him. Mm-hmm. If we weren't so into what we thought and how, and we could hear him. But we're so trapped up here, when he's trying to tell us where the next thing is coming from, we don't hear it because we're so busy here. But if you free your mind, they used to say, free your mind and the rest will follow. If you free your mind and say, God, I trust you. However you gonna do it, I trust you. Whenever you do it, I trust you. However, whoever, whenever, God, I trust you. He says, then you'll start looking like you belong to me. Well, you start walking around stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, like you don't know your Redeemer lives. Oh, he says, you better recognize that I am still God. Nothing escapes me. Nothing evades me. Nothing goes out of my hands. Everything you put in my hands, he says, I protect. Huh. But if we could only be still long enough to know he's God. So now where are you moving at? Where your hands and stuff. Today he's saying to you, I need you to be still. My, my. I need you to be still and know that I'm God. Be still. No. I'm working on your behalf. Some of y'all need to take a moment and recognize where he's already been, God. allow the Holy Spirit to have your mind for just a second. Meaning you don't control it, he controls it. Give him permission to show you where God has been and what God has done. Give him permission. He wants to show you where God's been the entire time. Some of you all, he'll take you back to your childhood. And he'll show you as a child where he's been. Even, especially in some of the worst times of your life. He'll say, I was right there. He'll say, the reason things didn't kill you, I was right there. What took your friends out? I was right there. Some will say, but God, I had such a rough life. But I was there. You're still here. Because you get to testify that I was a deliverer. That I was a keeper. That the things that should have took your mind, I was there. I was there. As he's showing you, begin to thank him. Begin to tell him, God, I thank you. I'm now recognizing. The car accident, the bullet, COVID, cancer. Those are the major things. I was there. But even the robber who walked past your house and went to someone else's house, I was there. And every day that you get up, you don't know that I was singing over you while you were asleep. I was there. I want you to recognize was there. The worst times of your life, I was there. That's why you're still here. And if I brought you out of that, mama, and if I brought you out of that, and if I brought you out of that, Jesus. Yeah. Oh God, forgive us for worrying like you haven't been faithful. My. Forgive us for worrying like you haven't always been tried and true. You've always came through. Today we make a vow to you that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, we're going to still say you're faithful. We're going to look at the problem and say, do you know my God? We're going to look at our children and say, oh no, everything connected to me. He says, if I remain faithful, he'll save my whole household. So I'm going to look at you in your face and prophesy that you will do the work of the Lord. I'm going to look at you in your face and say, you will declare, thus saith the Lord. I'm going to look you in your face and say, God has a purpose and plan for you. I'm going to look at you in your face and tell you, oh no, I see what you're doing, but watch what God is getting ready to do. No, sometimes you got to look and prophesy and say, no, God has the final say. I see what you're doing, Satan. I see what you're trying, but at the end of the day, when the book is closed, it's going to be God that will get the glory. It will be God that will get the honor. Your life will testify of the goodness and the graciousness of the Lord. Oh, sometimes you got to go and look at your spouse and say, we will together, we're going to bless the Lord at all times. Hey, oh yeah. Sometimes you got to get bold with it because the enemy will be bold. He'll walk up in your house like this is how it's going to be. Oh no, you can walk up in my house. You may come in one way, but you will flee seven. Oh no. You got to talk like you know who your God is. We're good at saying what's happening, but let me tell you what God is doing. I know what's happening, but let me tell you what God is doing. God is still on the throne and he's still being faithful. I know what's happening. I know, I understand what's happening, but God is still, he's still more powerful and he's still mightier. I know what's happening. I see what you're doing. I see you trying to make me doubt him, but when I got history with him, I look back and how did I get here? It's because he's been faithful. Oh, no, no. You ain't gonna make me doubt him. I'm gonna keep believing that he's faithful, and I'm going to declare it in your face. And every time you've made me cry, I'm going to switch my tears into praise. And every time you've made me cry, God says, I have held on to your tears, and I promise I'm going to reward you for every time you had to hang your head. I'm going to reward you for every time you had to walk away. I'm going to reward you for every time you bit your tongue and didn't say what you wanted. He says, my reward is coming. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. He said, those that know me will be strong and do great exploits. Come on, everyone standing. I want you to begin to talk like you know your God. I want you to begin to testify like you know who he is. Can we change the music? I want you to begin to know and talk like, God, I recognize you in this part of my life, and I recognize you in this part of my life, and I recognize that you were moving on this part of my life, and I recognize that you were moving on that part of my life. Oh, I recognize, hallelujah.
Yes, God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Begin to prophesy. Yeah. I need you to begin to speak concerning your future. Open your mouth and begin to speak concerning your future. Come on. Begin to speak concerning. What if what you say today is manifested tomorrow? Begin to speak concerning your future. Begin to speak concerning your children. Begin to speak concerning where you're going. Hey. Ah. Hey, Basha. Ah, Nana Bo, so cool. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. So God, we declare that you are God, and besides you there is none other. We declare that you are King and you reign supreme. We declare that everything and every knee will bow at the foot of the cross. We declare that your blood still works, that your blood still has power. We declare, oh God, that you are the God that's on your throne, oh God. You are the God who is high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. You are God. You are God. You are God. We declare that we know who you are. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a sustainer. You are a keeper. You are a mind regulator. You are the God that parted the Red Sea. You are the God that opens doors. You are the God that closes doors. You are Mary's baby. You are the balm in Gilead. You are the soon coming king. You are the lion out of the tribe of Judah. You are the God of the fish and the five loaves. You are the God that goes into the hospital. You are the God that goes into the prisons. You are the God that goes into the bars. You are the God that goes on the jobs. You are the God that goes into the hospital. You are the God that rides with us in our car. You are the God that's in the airplane. You are the God that's in the airport. You are the God that's overseas. You are the God that's in the United States. You are the God. You are God, and beside you there is none other. We lift your name. We say we declare who you are. We say we recognize that you're all powerful. You're almighty. Your kingdom come. Your Your will be done. You are God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. You are God. You are God. You are the door opening God. You open doors. You open doors. You open doors. You open doors. You are the God that closed doors. You are the God that closed doors. You are my deliverer. You are my keeper. You are my sustainer. You are my God. You are my God. I recognize who you are. You are God, and beside you, there is none other. You're the God on college campuses. You are the God in the restaurant. You're the God in the movie theater. You are God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. You are God, and beside you there is none other. You're just, you're merciful, you're compassionate, you're strong, you're powerful, you're mighty. You are a God of judgment. You're a God of freedom. You're a God of compassion. You're a God of love. We declare who you are. We declare who you are. We say beside you there is none other. We will put no other God before you. You are our God. 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 You're the lover of our soul. You're the lifter of our head. Oh God, we're absolutely nothing without you. But with you, we have everything. But with you, we have everything. We lack nothing. We lack no good thing. Because you are God. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, hallelujah. Hey, I'm walking in a wealthy place. I'm walking in a place of spiritual understanding. I'm walking in a wealthy place. My eyes are fixed on you, God. My eyes are fixed on you. I will not be swayed. I will not falter. I won't look to the left or to the right. I will fix my eyes. I will fix my eyes. I will fix my eyes on you. I will work and I will war. I will worship and I will war. Oh God, I won't come down. I won't come down. I won't come down. I will do your work. I will do your work. If I have to go by myself, I will do your work. I will do your work. I'll declare that you're king. I'll declare that you rule. I'll declare that you're God. I will declare it from the mountaintop to the valley low. I'll declare it. I'll declare it that there is none. That there is none. That there is none. That there is none. I've searched all over and I found that there is nobody, nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Hey. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Find someone and celebrate. And say, I recognize. Find someone to celebrate. I recognize that God is with me. I recognize that God is with me. I recognize that God keeps me. I recognize that God sustains me. I recognize that he's my way out. I recognize that he's my way in. I recognize that he loves me unconditionally. I recognize that he forgives me. I recognize that his blood still works. I recognize. I recognize. I recognize. Hey. I recognize that he is God. And besides him, there is none other. Oh God, we declare that you are God. That there is no other God besides our God. We're going to open up the altars. If anybody says, I need to make a confession that I need him. You know, the prayer of salvation is really just a prayer that says, I need you. Hey, that without you, I'd mess up my life. And without you, I have messed up my life. So the prayer of salvation is saying, God, I'm a mess, but I need you. See, we make it so difficult or mysterious, but really all of us should make our way to the altar and say, God, I need you. Oh, there's not a day that don't go by that I don't need you. I need you for the very next breath that I breathe. I need you. I can't make it without you. I need you. Oh, God, if you lift your hands, where will I go? Who will I turn to? See, all of us, if we put ourselves on the same level, we're all saying, God, I need you. Hey, left to my own devices. So can we all flood the altar to just say, God, I need you? Can we all flood the altar and say, God, I need you? Hey, this is my prayer. God, I need you. That makes all the mysteriousness go away, because we're all saying, God, we're on the same playing field. We all need you. We're all in the same place. We all need you. I need you. I need you to survive. I need you to think right. I need you to move right. I need you. No other help I know. I need you. Oh, God. Hey, I need you. Oh, I need you. Hey, hey, hallelujah. That we won't be a church that's afraid of the altar, but that we will be a church that stays on the altar, that keeps saying, God, I need you. The altar just shows dependency on God. It doesn't show that you messed up in somebody else. We all need the same amount of blood. We all need the same forgiveness. We all need the same grace. So we're not going to be a church that's afraid of the altar. Hey, we come to the altar because we're saying, I want to sacrifice me so that you can be seen. Hey, 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 I want to take my hand out of it so that you can get the glory. So I'm coming to the altar to sacrifice my thoughts, my will, my mind, my way. I come laying it on the altar saying, God, oh, it's your way, God. Oh, I lay me down. It's your way, God. Not my way, it's your way. So we come to the altar. Come on, talk to God. You know where you've had your hand in stuff. You know where you've thought that you knew what was better. You know where you thought, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And God says, but I've kept you all this time. It wasn't you that kept you. I kept you. Hallelujah. So God, we lift our hands in a form of surrender. Come on, lift your hands. Look towards heaven and tell heaven, I need you. Hey, hey, hey. Woo.